Welcome to Torah Timecha Haftorah with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and this week, Parshas Nitzavim, we read from Sefer Yeshayahu, chapter 61, verse 10, to chapter 63, verse 9. This final Haftorah of the Shiva D'Nechemta, we are perhaps feeling the emotion of a mourner, knowing the end of Shiva is drawing near, but not quite ready to face it. And while we have perhaps fought the experience of comfort, cried out against it, said, perhaps we are lo nuchama, we are unable to be comforted, we have still felt so heard, so held, so embraced these 7 weeks in the comfort of Hashem himself. And now, this week of Nitzavim, we too must learn to stand firmly again, to walk with the strength we have been fortified with in these 7 weeks of comfort. But first, let us sit with Hashem one more time as a mourner. Let us allow ourselves once more the experience of Hashem visiting with us, soothing us, comforting us, and healing us. And again, as a mourner, these final moments in this final Haftorah of Shiva D'Nechemta, we hear echoes of the last 6 weeks. We hear strains and themes and messages that we have talked about. And maybe finally, on this week, this last week of the year, we can finally achieve comfort. Most of our Haftorah will be the words of love, connection, and commitment of Hashem. But our Haftorah begins with the last two psukim of chapter 62 in our own voice. Sos asis b'Hashem, tagel nafshi belokai, ki hilbishani bigdeyesha, mi'il tzedakai ya'atani, kachasan yichahein pe'er, v'chakala ta'adech elaha. I greatly rejoice in God. My whole being exults in my Hashem, who has clothed me with garments of triumph, wrapped me in a robe of victory, like a bridegroom adorned with a turban, like a bride bedecked with her finery. In that experience of redemption, there will be so much joy in salvation, in the cessation of violence, in the glory of the moment. But mostly, sos asis b'Hashem, the joy will be in Hashem. And the metaphor that the pasuk employs is so beautiful. The joy of salvation, like the glorious gown of the bride and the clothing of the groom. Why? A bride's joy in her gown is so integrally intertwined with her beloved. It's all about him tonight. And more than the joy of all we will experience, it will be the joy of being home with Hashem that will define it. And then we have the final verse of that parak. Ki ka'aretz totzi tzimcha, uchigana zeru'eha tatzmiach, kein Hashem Elokim yatzmiach tzedaka utihila neged kol hagayim. For as the earth brings forth her growth and a garden makes the seed shoot up, so my sovereign God will make victory and renown shoot up in the presence of all the nations. Radak explains that just as a seed rots and gets spoiled and seems like it all but disappears into the dirt, but blossoms into the most beautiful and magnificent harvest, isn't that our painful story of exile? Haven't we felt so buried, so lost in exile? But Yeshayahu promises us the day of harvest is approaching. These words that prophesy not only our salvation, but our reaction, our response, our feelings of joy and jubilation complete this parak. And then the Navi changes voices, and it is Hashem who we hear for most of the rest of the Haftorah. And what does Hashem say in chapter 62, verse 1? L'ma'an Sion lo echeshe, u'l'ma'an Yerushalayim lo eshkot, ad yitzei kanoga tzidka vishuasa, Kalapid Yif'ar, for the sake of Tzion, I will not hold my peace, and for the sake of Yerushalayim, I will not be still, until her righteousness goes forth like radiance, and her salvation like a burning torch. V'ra'u goyim tzidkeich, v'chol melachim kvodeich, v'koralach shem chadash, asher pi Hashem yikavenu. And the nations shall see your righteousness, and all kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name which Hashem will express. And in these words of Hashem we find perhaps the most exquisite comfort. We hear Hashem crying out, "For my Yerushalayim, I will not be silenced. I love my children so much. I want others to get them, to see them for who they are. And I will not stop until finally the world will see my children as I see them. Until they will be called a new name, not the anti-Semitic slurs and cruel names they have been called, the name that I call them." The truth is, for all of history, we alone have seen Hashem and known Hashem and called Hashem by name and recognized the kindness, the love, the compassion of Hashem that has been so denied and unseen by others. And as lovers of Hashem, it so bothers us that they don't see what we see. And we wait for the day that V'yeda kol pa'ul ki ata fa'alto, that every creature will know that you made him. And it's fascinating and yet so comforting to hear Hashem speak in exactly the same way about us. So these words, not about redemption, but about Hashem in our exile. If you are wondering what is in Hashem's thoughts all this time, what fills Hashem's heart, so to speak, it's all about us. I want them to be known by the name Hefzibah. My desire is in her. And then we arrive at verse 6. Al chomosayach Yerushalayim hifkadeti shomrim kol hayom v'chol halayla tamid lo yacheshu hamaskirim es Hashem al damilachem. Upon your walls, O Jerusalem, I have set sentries who shall never be silent by day or by night. O you, the Eternal One's remembrancers, take no rest. So who are these sentries that will never be silent, that shall never be silent? Radak again explains. These sentries are the malachim, the angels, who have never stopped crying for Yisrael and for Yerushalayim. They don't let me forget Yerushalayim for a moment, says Hashem. Or these protectors of Yerushalayim refer to the great deeds of our forefathers, whose merit has been built into the very walls of Yerushalayim. And in their merit, Hashem says, I will never let go of Yerushalayim, not in the day and not in the night. But the third explanation of who are these guardians of Yerushalayim who are being told, take no rest, never be silent, never stop reminding God of Jerusalem. Radak says, maybe these are not the angels. Maybe these are not the Avos. Maybe these are the Avelei Tzion, the mourners of Tzion. It is us who won't stop asking for the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. We are the Shomrim, and it is us that Hashem speaks to and says, don't stop, my children, for when you cry out, you are joining a celestial chorus of angels, of our forefathers, and it is your voice that I am listening for, so do not stop. Because, as the next psukim tell us, it's absolutely going to work. Eventually and finally, the salvation will come. Go through the gates, prepare the way of the people, bank up, build up the highway, clear the stones, lift up a standard for the people. Behold, Hashem has proclaimed to the end of the world, say to Bas Tzion, the daughter of Tzion, behold, your salvation comes. Behold, his reward is with him, his wages before him. What are these rocks? What are these stones? Once again, we see in the details that are included just how real Hashem wants us to see the Geula happening. The roads will need to be cleared to make room for all of you coming home. But Rashi adds a dimension here. What are the rocks that will finally be cleared? That rock that sits on our heart and blocks us from connecting with Hashem, stands in the way of our growth, that rock that is our Yetzer Hara, Hashem will finally remove it. And chapter 63 begins with Psukim, again talking about Geula, when Hashem will storm forth as our defender to save us from our final exile. Who is this that comes from Edom with crimson garments from Bozrah? This one that is glorious in his apparel, striding in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. But when we get to verse 5 and read it in this world that we live in today, it feels eerie. Again, we feel so isolated, alone. We feel like no one sees us, understands us, stands for us, stands with us. And in our Haftorah, we hear Hashem echo this isolation with the same shock and sorrow. Verse 5. And I looked, and there was no one to help. And I gazed astonished, but there was none to uphold. Therefore has my own arm brought salvation to me, and my fury it has upheld me. This is our Haftorah, a very real picture of our world fixed, our world healed, Hashem carrying us towards that world and into that world. But perhaps the most comforting aspect of our Haftorah is not this picture of our idyllic and beautiful future. It is of Hashem's pain, so to speak, in seeing our painful present. And the final verse of our 7 weeks of comfort reads, Bechol tarasam lo tar, umalach panav hoshi'am, ba'ahavaso uvechemlaso hu ga'alam, vayinatleim, vayinas'eim, kol yimei olam. In all their afflictions, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bore them and carried them in all the days of the world. This kri uksiv, the word lo, is written with an aleph and read with a vav. Radak explains it. In all you went through, lo tsar, Hashem did not let you suffer so much. He minimized it, tempered it. But also, lo tsar, and this has been our theme. In all you went through, Radak explains, lo tsar, Hashem has experienced the pain right there with you. There are so many stories of the great Rav Arya Levin, the great 20th century tzaddik of Jerusalem, of his tremendous ability to care, to feel for others, and how when he would come to a Shiva home, he would hardly speak. He would just cry and cry, and that this would comfort the mourners more than any words could. And this is the secret of this week's Haftorah. Hashem does not comfort us. He cries with us. He is shocked with us and angry for us, and we feel him strongest in these last few moments of Shiva. And he will be there with us when we rise from the Shiva, and we will walk with him towards a strong and spiritual Geula, empowered by our 7 weeks of reflection and hope. Thank you for learning together.